Okay, this is Yvette Stalens recording Gwen Poole at Horsey Manor on the 18th of March 2015. Thank you, Gwen, for taking part in Telling Tales. Tell me where you were born and when.
I was born in Leyland in Lancashire, where they used to make Leyland buses, in 1932. My father was a policeman stationed there, and we were there for 3 months before we moved on.
Where did you go to, Gwen?
Morecambe, because he was Lancashire Constabulary. And then at 18 months old, we moved to Seaforth, the home of said cars, outside Liverpool. And we were there all during the war. And after the war, 48, we moved to Crosby. And it was all part of the Crosby Division, Seaforth Division. Mum never worked outside the home because she didn't in those days. She did work for, both of them worked for Crossfields, which is a firm in Warrington in Lancashire, which is where the family comes from. And they made Persil.
Oh, the washing powder?
Yeah. An Erasmic soap, which I don't think is made anymore. So, you know, Mum worked at home. Mum was at home and Dad worked in the police force. We were evacuated. My mother evacuated us half a dozen times. And I was brought up on my uncle's farm, at my grand's, wherever we took route, really.
And which farm was that? Can you say the name again?
Hillside Farm belonged to my uncle in Utkinton, in Tarpoly, in Cheshire.
Fantastic. So you had an interesting childhood.
If you call being bombed during the war, yes. We were in the shelter when the landmine fell. We were all right. But some people weren't, obviously.
Goodness. So tell me that story.
Well, it was just that we went down into the shelter. From where we were, where we lived in Seaforth, on the other side of the main road, which was like the road down here, was the largest ACAC site on Merseyside, six of the largest ACAC guns. Well, they didn't want them to land, the Germans, to take Mersey, River Mersey in Liverpool. We could lie in bed and hear the sergeant, the soldier on duty, calling the orders to load and fire. Very interesting. Saw Liverpool burning in the Blitz. That was my growing up.
Goodness.
But I think the actual, when the bomb fell, when we were in the shelter. I don't mind lifts. I just don't like confined spaces. I don't like being hemmed in by a lot of people. Mm. But there you are. I learnt to folk dance at Utkinton Tarpoly during the war. I remember doing Gathering Peace Gods and Roughly Tufty. And no doubt I did similar dances as well. I remember those. For a long time, I couldn't remember. I knew the refrain, and the boys go in and clap, and the girls go in and clap, and so on. And I couldn't remember what it came to until I started teaching. And I taught English country dance when it was too wet to go out. And I taught Scottish dance, and I went to Scottish dancing. I went to English country dancing in Crewe. And I came home and went to Scottish dancing, home being Crosby, Liverpool, in my 20s. And a lot of dancing went on. You know, things like the Eights and Reel and Dashing White Sergeant and barn dancing type things. And eventually I came to Wiltshire and I met a couple called Frank and June Bradley, who asked me, did I like folk dancing, and I went to folk dance clubs in Wiltshire with them, and I started the one in Broughton, where I lived. And they introduced me to Halsey. And when we came to Halsey, those were the days when the loos and the wash basins and the baths and the showers were down the corridor. You were lucky if you got a wash basin in your bedroom. And the first place I slept in was the priest hole. The priest hole's off room. I think it's 14 now. It was 11 then. And you had to go through the main room to get out to the loo in the middle of the night. But that was with Wiltshire weekend. In those days, the bar didn't even exist. It was in the corner of the dining room, the long room. And it was an honesty bar. And I'm sure one or two other people could tell you about that. And also in those days, the dessert trolley, rather like they do in the big hotels, it was brought round to the table, and it contains delicacies like syllabub and really, you know, not ordinary pudding desserts. But, I mean, that was part of it. And eventually when I came, the manager was called H, and I never knew what that stood for. And we did have a barbecue outside.
What period are we talking about, Gwen?
Well, this must have been the middle 80s, 1980s onwards. I would have to look it up in my diaries to see when I came. And the Saturday afternoon walk was always out through the far gate, up by the side of Halsey, along the top to the Halsey post, down to the village, and this way. We always did that, all of us. Well, not all of us, a lot of us. You didn't have your lunch in Halsey. You went out, or you brought something in. And we visited all sorts of places round and about. It's because you had from 12, shall we say, till at least 4 before you needed to be back. And gradually things improved at Halsey in that they ensuited the mews and various bedrooms here. Because people don't want to wander the corridors anymore. I brought a group from home here, and they've since said to me, couldn't do it now, couldn't wander the corridors now in their 70s and 80s, little sort of thing.
When you first came, you've mentioned to me that you're a musician and a caller and a dancer.
Yeah.
What capacity did you come as?
A dancer, really. I didn't take up the musician bit till about 20 years ago, when I thought, one of these days I'm not going to be able to dance, so I need something else to do. And that has happened. And always as a caller. And I usually call a couple of dances when I come to June Japes with Chris Turner, and across the pond with Rosemary Hunt. I have done a workshop for Rosemary.
And what do you play?
Record, a descant recorder. I decided that I couldn't be bothered carrying around bulky things, which is just as well now, because it's too far for me to drive here, so I come by public transport or train and taxi, and so my fold-up recorder is ideal.
Now, you mentioned that you have been on the council.
Yes. Let's see, I came off 12 months last October, So that would be 2013, wouldn't it? Or maybe it was the year before. And I did 6 months. And I was asked, there used to be somebody here called Lynn Pope, and she asked me to go on and produce the form and sign this, sign here, Gwen, sort of thing. And I served six years. Interesting years. It was when we decided that to survive we had to expand, both youth-wise and building-wise. While I have gone along with the majority of things, and when I've disagreed, I've said so. And they were happy years, and I've got on very well. And I have been in touch with one or two of them since. But I'm not sorry, because now I'm in my 80s, it's enough. There is always a time to finish. You asked me about a specific sort of wonderful occasion. It was a couple of years ago at Rosemary Hunt's week, and I was calling a dance called Merrymakers Jubilee. And as it turned out, it was the last dance for one of the most popular young women, well, younger than me anyway. She died of cancer in 2014. So it must have been a couple or 3 years ago. And the whole floor took off. And it was part of the dance where you do figures of eight across the ends, and you finish up with a two-hand turn, your partner. No, they weren't doing a two-hand turn. We haven't had a good swing all week. We're having a good swing now. And that's what they did. And I will always, and I remember Kathy in front of me dancing and heart and soul. And that was it, Kathy. Sad in the end. That's one occasion that really sticks in my mind. The other occasion that sticks in my mind, we were here for the Silver Jubilee with Brian and Yvonne Limbrick, with two D then, playing Chris and Julie Dewhurst, because Nicholas wasn't old enough. And we did the usual things, and we went for a walk, and it was billed as a rustic ramble. R-U-S-T-I-C, ramble. And we went up on the top, walked to the end to the sea. Halford? No, I don't know, I can't remember now. We walked to the sea, we came down, we had lunch in the pub, and we set off back, and the heavens opened. And we all got drowned. And we could, ever since then, it's been known as the Rusty Ramble. Came back. I was in the mews. Everybody was wet through. And I went for a shower and I pulled the tag that you pulled down. I pulled it off. And I had to pull one of the men who was tall to put it back. But, you know, sort of, there are these memories. And the year after I had my knee replacement, playing with Dave Brown on the stage, because I couldn't dance, playing with Moira and Peter now on the stage, because I can't dance. I can, but it is a parody of what I used to play. So, yes, Horsey's the place I can come to on my own. I have come for years with other people, but I now come on my own because they're all dying by the wayside. I went to 7 funerals last year. But it's the place to come to where you can walk in through the door and you will meet somebody that you know. And it's that friendly ambience where everyone welcomes you with open arms, more or less. I mean, even this morning I've had a member of staff come out and say, I've been looking for you for the last 2 weeks. And she knew I was coming and she was pleased to see me. we came to Judy's funeral, a member of staff last year, and her sisters. Look, I knew you'd be here, they said, looking for us. And it is, it's a place you can come to. Mm. It's just friendliness. Mm. I hope it stays like that for future generations. Yes, we need the young people. Yes, we need the buildings, but I don't want the ambience to alter.
So, if I was to ask you, what does Horsey mean in your life? How has it been?
It's my second home. Obviously, family comes first. My church. But my folk dance world means a lot to me. And I was thinking this morning, I'm going to have my ashes scattered here in the woods. Because, and I have asked certain members of the music side to play at my funeral, because that is as important to me as my church, my religion. It's a place you can come to on your own. And you don't need to make arrangements to come with anybody, so long as there's a bed for you, suitable. And that's it.
Yeah. And you don't know any ghost stories or...?
No, I've heard other people talk of them, but it's never happened to me.
I'm glad.
I think some people would say they wouldn't dare. I have that sort of a reputation.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Gwen. And okay. Have a lovely lunch.
Thank you.
Thank you.